Welcome back to Amolodoc's podcast. My name is Jacqueline Odhiambo, founder CardTech Services Limited, Kenya. Amolodoc's podcast is all about enlightening and transforming our workspaces into digital space and eliminating the use of paper to reduce cost and increase productivity in small and medium-sized businesses. This is episode 20 of the Continuous Educational Series and Interviews. In this episode, we talk about the office dilemma of shredding the accumulated paper that has reached their retention period and why it is not good to burn, but to use an outsourced shredding company as an alternative. This would make your confidential documents be shredded in an identifiable manner. We hope this will give you insight when you are making the decision to go paperless. I remember the first day when I opened Office. As in most cases, back then, there would be only one person occupying that office. Whereby by office, I mean a person or people running a business. Many of us start offices without even having a physical office. We call it starting from zero. We find ourselves with the first document, which could be a sole proprietorship certificate or partnership deed, or even a certificate of incorporation for a limited company, with one file or no file. Then we start accumulating paper documents, contracts, offer letters, invoices, permits, receipts, tender documents, et al. Then we start buying files and categorizing the documents to their specific files. Then maybe we move into a physical office if we didn't have one initially. Then we start accumulating documents, including duplicated ones, and then we purchase the first filing cabinet for storing these documents. Then it moves to two cabinets, then three cabinets. And now we have to create space for the cabinets to store essential and unnecessary documents. The number of staff might also increase, meaning more documents. As time goes by, 1 year turns to 2 years, then to 3 years, then to the fourth year, and so on and so forth. Documents keep on piling as the digital bond documents are converted into paper-based documents. Then we realize we have to dispose of some documents and we cannot just throw them into the dustbins because they are confidential and we don't want our private information to be public information. We buy an office shredder to sort out the public-private issue. You remember that office shredder that nobody wanted to use. To sort out the documents, then shred them one by one is a task nobody likes. Document shredding can be a dull and non-fulfilling work. We used to have an office shredder that was rarely used, and yet we had a pile of documents to be shredded, and everybody avoided that shredder like plague. The shredder would shred a few documents and overheat, which meant we had to wait for it to cool again before continuing. We were placing 10 documents at a time to avoid clogging the shredder and ensure that all the staples, clips, and office pins were removed. And for the large format documents, we had to cut them into small, manageable sizes before shredding. This meant the preparation time was taking even more time than the shredding. It was not an interesting job. And afterwards, you would have shredded waste that you didn't know where to take. With the commercial shredders, the pre-preparation is not necessary, and it can take huge quantities of paper, reducing time spent on shredding. Outsourcing shredding works saves the business's time, which can be used in other productive work. You also have the option of choosing whether you want it off-site or on-site. Having your office shredding done on a monthly basis or just on one-time request would be helpful. The shredded waste is then recycled to be used again. So why would shredding be a better option than burning when disposing of your confidential documents? One, burning might not completely destroy your information. Number two, burning is not good for the environment. It produces carbon, which is not good for the environment. Number three, shredding can be done within the premise, but burning, you have to get an open space out of the office to burn the papers. And number four, burnt paper cannot be recycled for reuse. Number five, burning takes more time, especially for scheduled document disposal, because people will always make time for that specific task. What are the tips for paper shredding? One of the tips for paper shredding is to have a shredding schedule. Having a shredding schedule helps in sorting out the backlog in the document that have reached their retention period and having minimal accumulation of documents to be disposed of. And number two, have a disposal policy. This helps in sorting out and streamlining the documents to be disposed so that whoever handles the documents will have to adhere to the rules and regulations. And number three, shred regularly to minimize data leakage. Shredding should be on a continuous basis. This can be done in-house or outsourced to a shredding company so as to minimize accumulation of paper documents occupying the office space. Number four, use a professional shredder. This eliminates time wasted by the staff in shredding of the documents, which can be used in other productive activities. And also, the documents are shredded in small cubes that cannot be placed together to get data. And number five, having the shredded paper recycled is good for not only the environment, but also the economy, because the recycled paper does not produce carbon pollution and can be produced to make other paper items. I hope this episode is of value to you in your digitization strategy in your workplace. Your situation is unique. You may come up with a different set of goals and challenges, and we can work together to make progress in this change process. It can be a confusing process with many electronic document management systems in the marketplace, making it difficult to know which one is the right one. Make sure you understand your situation before putting aside finances to purchase one, which might not be the right fit. This can be a very costly affair. This is where we can come in if and when the need be. Thank you so much for listening. And please, it would mean a lot to me if you could have a review. I'm on this learning journey with you. Let's work together. Looking forward to our next episode. Subscribe to our show not to miss future episodes. For more similar episodes, go to my website page, amolodocs.co.ke. And while at it, kindly rate and review the show. Leave comments on what you think of the show and related topics that will be of interest to you. Make sure you hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. Thank you and bye.